Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature throughout the U.S. economy, throughout the world economy, and starting with our economy. Economy means manage your home. We're talking about managing your body temple home, all your thoughts and feelings that lead to your words and your actions and what happens in your immediate home, in your family, in your workplace, in your community, and ultimately spreads out to the entire world. It starts with each of us. We come together as we are right now to join in meditation, to open ourselves up, to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, as we also always do, we start with today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 49. Accept, do not judge, and move on. Accept, do not judge, and move on. You know, as much as I know this message is so true, there are many times, even recent times, where for a moment, it could be an hour or a day, although it's no longer weeks and months, that I really do not follow this message. And when I don't follow this message, I hold on to inner turmoil that is surely blocking my next best opportunity. You probably have heard this saying, when one door closes, another opens. If you are not following this message, you will not see that door opening, and you will not be able to pass through it and get all the abundance that is waiting for you right now. Because we live in an organized universe. Everything happens for a divine perfect reason. Everything makes a logical sense on some level, even though in our literal realm, we do not necessarily get it. And we don't get it most of the time because we take things personal. We take them on as if someone has personally stabbed us, hurt us. I remember one time when I didn't really realize logically, although my inner soul knew that it was time to move apart, move on, that I was headed towards a divorce. My mental self, my personality self, my ego self was holding on at all costs. I remember being on a vacation in a lovely place and yet not really able to take it really all in. There in the hotel room, my husband said something, and I literally felt stabbed in the back, as if he has actually hit me with an arrow in the back of my heart. I felt the pain come shooting through the back of my heart. No one had physically touched me. I took on whatever was said, literally, as if I had been stabbed in the back and it went all the way through piercing my heart. And I felt that. And I cried so much inside and did so much to stay strong outside. But I was in deep, deep pain, emotional pain, because I took this on literally. Rather than listen to my heart that knew it was time to move on, probably way past time. And who knows? It's very likely we were never meant to be married. And yet, we were. Sometimes, when we look from a higher perspective, and do not take things personally, we can recognize that things happen for a different reason. When I think of the phrase, move on, kind of a colloquial saying about moving forward, staying in motion, moving towards a new goal. When I looked at this phrase today, move on, what came to me was the word karma. You know, we don't always understand why we have this emotional tug to be with certain people or do certain things. And yet, from a higher perspective, we are balancing out. We are balancing out things from this life and other lives. In a sense, it's kind of like a paying back. And so therefore, moving on is recognizing the karma has been paid back on both sides. The scales are balanced again with that being or that energy or that thought form that we put out there. And now it's time to move on and to grow again and rise up again to become more of who we are, to go on to new lessons in this life university. Now that, in quote, this debt is paid, this lesson is learned. And so when things happen that do not always make sense and seem to pierce your heart, pause and remember that your soul was telling you all along. Surely when you reflect, you'll know your intuition spoke to you, your angel spoke to you, your soul spoke to you. You knew it was time. And for whatever human reason, you held on. You went into judgment when it happened. You criticized. You analyzed. You played judge and jury, deciding who was the good guy and who was the bad guy. All of that keeps you stuck in this old energy. And yet, it's really time to let it go, to forgive, and to move on. To know things are happening at a higher level, and the sooner that you're able to do that, the sooner you're able to walk through the right new door opportunity that's here for you right now. The sooner, it's as if you can see the brass ring that's here for you now. But as long as you hang out in judgment, in criticism, replaying the story over and over again, telling it to others, playing it back in your mind, how could this happen? How did I miss it? I should have done this. I should have done that. If only. All of that keeps you into that energy of judgment and holds you back from moving forward, from rising up, from experiencing new and better opportunities. Accept. Say yes, willingly. Agree with this invitation to let go, knowing karma has been balanced. Simply knowing it is done, all is well. Yes, I receive the new invitation to pass through the new door, the door to my true peace, harmony, and prosperity, the new door on my path of personal growth and abundance. That's accept, do not judge, and move on. This is how you get from where you are to where you're meant to be. Simply see whatever it is that seems to stop you in your tracks and take your breath away. Simply see it as another step on the path of life, a stepping stone. Do not get stuck on that small step. Do not freeze there. Allow yourself to move on, to grow, to pass through to the next level. You can only do that when your heart is open and you do not take it personal. You can only do that when you truly know and believe and trust everything is right in the world. Everything happens for divine and perfect reason. My backside is always protected by God, the highest force of life, leading me on my right path. And so if this path has been blocked, it's been done so for a reason. So you're hanging out there, criticizing it, judging it, replaying it over and over in your mind, and telling the story to anyone who will listen, will simply keep you away from the next best new opportunity for you. Allow yourself to blossom, to unfold like a fragrant rose. Do not stay tied up, constricted, bound in a place that was simply meant to be a stepping stone on your path of progress. Simply a balancing of the energy, a learning or mastering something that you didn't quite get last time, whether it was just a relationship or two ago in this lifetime, a pattern that you got stuck in, or from another lifetime. It was simply time for you to get it this time and to now release it with love. Release it with love. That's saying yes. Yes, I allow you to go your way. I'm not stuck with you. The cord is cut. I bless you. I bless this experience. I move on. And I am grateful. Finding the golden seed in what looks like such a mess. Finding that golden seed, holding it up, and feeling so grateful. Focusing on the lesson and the value, not the emotional part that made you feel burned and hurt and in pain. That was simply your ego speaking, not your heart speaking. That's something we learned by watching others. It's kind of like human soap operas. That is not the higher path. The higher path is knowing everything is perfect. All is well. I am whole. I accept. I willingly approve. I know our debt is paid. Karma is in balance. All is well. I freely let you go. I forgive you. I love you. It is done. This is to accept and to move on. To accept from your higher self. I know it may not happen the next time around, instantly. It will. It will. You'll remember this talk. You'll remember to discern which voice to listen to. You will take the higher path. That breath ring will be right there for you to take. That will open the new right door to the right relationship, to the right career, to the right activities, and the right people, and the right actions. It'll seem to happen magically, and it'll happen because you are now in the right place, because you're in the right energy of love, and you are willing to move on. You are willing to accept the invitation to say goodbye to one thing and yes to your true destiny. So listen again to today's message, and anything that brings you angst today, in the next few days, weeks or months, perhaps something that's been gnawing at you, and for whatever reason, you've held on even though you knew it was time to part, to say goodbye, to say thank you and goodbye. Remember these words. Be inspired from the inside out. Find that strength to trust your higher self, your God self, and act on it. If you're still feeling it, the time is now. Do not get used to this feeling of anxious, anxiety, hurt, is not where you are to hang out. It's simply a sign to open up to higher truth and follow that action. Accept, do not judge, and move on. Your world is waiting for you. The world is waiting for you. Accept, do not judge, and move on. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breath, slowing it down. Feeling like you're following your breath. Deep, deep into your heart. Feeling your chest rise and fall. Being one with the rhythm of the universe. Focusing your inner eye inside. Noticing the colored lights. Whatever color it is right for you. I'm in a deep lime and forest green combination. Simply be one with this color. Allow yourself to imagine it is a sea of tranquility within you. So inviting. Allow yourself to step into that sea. sit down, stretch out, relax in the sea of tranquility within you now. Feeling this pure, high energy water all around you as you simply float here, letting go. And as you let go, every cell and atom of your being is filled with the energy beaming forth from the sea of tranquility. Feel the peace permeating every cell and atom of your being. Feel the love permeating every cell and atom of your being. It's as if from the inside out all this little bubbling action is happening, and all the energy that you've been holding on to, stuck stuff, old emotions, old memories, judgments, criticisms of simply being loosened up with the energy of peace and love from the sea of tranquility within you now. And they are becoming looser. Being released so you may be filled with God's divine love, peace, harmony, prosperity. And now, here in the sea of tranquility, in this energy of peace and love, you may notice a passing thought, moment, experience, person that you've held on to all this time still, knowingly or unknowingly, that has been stealing your joy. See that person or situation now through your inner eyes of love, grounded in peace. Allow that situation or person to bring you the truth. What was the real lesson? What was the real message that God wanted you to know? Thank that energy form that's been loosened up so you may accept it, send love, and release it fully now. Yes. Say yes. It is done. Feel the lightness within you as that old stuck energy is released, and you are filled with greater and greater love in all its forms. Feel your whole body filling with peace. Feel that inner electricity flowing more fully. Your energy is rising to God's pure vibration. The energy of seeming miracles is within you now. Dear ones, you can come back here again and again. Release known and unknown thoughts that are holding you back from fully receiving all God has intended for you now. The storehouse of abundance here for you now. Now it's time to come back to live your life from this place, lighter, more peaceful, greater love flowing through you. So you may practice this in the moment. Accept. Do not judge. And move on with love in your heart. So as we began, we breathe. Slow, gentle breaths. Focused on your heart center. It's time to rise up from the sea of tranquility within you, knowing this is you. The sea of tranquility is always here, and you may live your life every day from this place, knowing this is part of you, always here for you. So you rise up, stepping out of this colored water inside of you, which may be a different color now, for you have been transformed. Becoming aware of your body temple, your hands and your feet, squeezing them ever so gently as you breathe into your heart, breathe into your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth with us now.
Accept and know we are love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Everything is for divine and perfect reason. Listen to your heart and move on. Let go and let God. I am whole. All is well. thank you, God.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.